Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 18, Self-Talk, part 1. Imagination is the tool with which you architect your life. Remember, imagining vividly with feeling is how you change. Imagine vividly with feeling. And how do you do that? One of the first things to get a hold of is your self-talk, your inner dialogue. The subconscious repository functions somewhat like a computer. It accepts programming, lines of code in the form of your inner dialogue, or what you say about yourself and what you say about the world around you. What you can do, what you can't do, how you can change, how you can't change, what's real, what's not real. Self-talk is what we say to ourselves about ourselves in our own mind. So your self-talk programs your subconscious like a programmer programs a computer. Self-talk also includes those statements we accept from others as true, statements that we adopt as our own in our own thoughts. You've probably noticed how much your mind chatters about yourself and the world. For most of us, the mind is talking nonstop. That talk is not just about what you say about yourself. It also includes talk from parents and teachers and colleagues and political pundits and advertising and everyone whom we have consciously or subconsciously accepted as authorities around us. If you were to monitor your self-talk for an entire day, you'd likely notice that, as with many people, your self-talk is mostly negative. Angry, sarcastic, self-belittling, limiting, can't do, down on yourself, includes how you feel about yourself. In other words, how you imagine vividly feeling with your language creates your reality. Your self-talk creates your self-image, that deep picture of yourself, which includes feelings, that is stored in your subconscious and filters your reality about yourself. Therefore, your self-image strongly influences how you act in the world, and how you act in the world reinforces your self-talk. I call this the self-talk triangle that drives your sense of self and reality. The three points of the triangle are self-talk, self-image, and your real performance in the world, or how you act. So self-talk reinforces your self-image, which controls how you perform, which stimulates either positive or negative self-talk. It becomes a kind of a vicious triangle. Many people try to picture themselves differently without changing how they talk about themselves, or they try to act differently without trying to change their self-image or without changing that self-talk. Of the three, that's where you have to start. Your self-talk, what you're saying about yourself. If you can gain some control over that and start working it through the affirmation process, through daily imagination exercises, you're more likely to change that self-image so that your performance, what happens in the world, changes as well. The self-talk triangle operates in a way that most people are just not aware of it. But when you're able to acquire enough detachment and begin observing this self-talk, this internal dialogue, and how it affects your self-image and how you act in the world, you can then begin breaking the self-talk triangle. That's the goal. Once you do, you become the driver of your self-talk rather than your self-talk driving you. But this can happen only if you recognize four important things. Number one, you are not a victim of anyone or anything. Number two, you can begin recreating yourself and your reality, what's true about you and what's true about the world. Number three, you can continually enlarge your perception of truth by overcoming your externally implanted and self-created blind spots. And number four, there are plenty of people and institutions around you that do not want you to recognize any of this. Because once you do, you become more of a driver of your life rather than allowing others to drive your life and your imagination for you. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.